Mr. Steve Coogan. Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Thank you. Hey. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, so much to talk to you about. I've got lots of things to chat with you about, but the main thing is your new film, as we mm-hmm. would say, mm-hmm. Which is The Penguin Lessons, mm-hmm. which is you fall in love with a penguin, get married, have kids, mm-hmm. and it's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm. Something yeah. like that.
Tell us all about it.
I sort of always have to do a bit of a disclaimer, because whenever I say, I've just done this film with a penguin, they go, what? Why did you do that? It was written by my friend and collaborator, Jeff Pope, and he wrote it based on a true story about a guy who adopted a penguin in Argentina in 1976 during a fascist dictatorship that was there at the time, and he was teaching English to posh boys at school. Adopted a penguin, used the penguin in the lessons to make them more interesting. Bob's your uncle. End of. So, but he tries to rescue a penguin to impress a woman who he wants to sleep with.
Love that.
But the woman runs off, and he ends up just stuck with a penguin.
There you go.
Which, you know, you've been there. We've all been there.
Who hasn't been there?
Listen, exactly. I tried once to impress a penguin and got stuck with a woman.
Well, there you go.
Let's not go down that route, actually.
No.
So let me ask you this. So where did the idea come from? Because it was... So Tom Mitchell, the actual guy, uh-huh. he wrote a book about it.
Well, yeah. Jeff and I, we were working on another film. And anyway, and he said, oh, I'm writing this penguin film. Do you want to be in a film about a penguin with a penguin? And I said, no. Obviously, no, of course I don't.
Of course not.
Why would I want to do that? Yeah. And he said it was based on this book that he'd got the rights to. But if you put a bit of grit in the oyster, make it a bit spiky and not too cuddly. And I thought, well... Because it's a bit weird. It's like, well, is it a cuddly film about a penguin? Or is it a film about a military dictatorship and how those dark times? I said, well, maybe it can be both. You know, the penguin, everyone likes cuddly penguins. Fascism's very popular at the moment. You know? So, something for everyone.
So you agree on that, Jeff, and then do you have to go to Tom Mitchell, the actual real man, and go, so listen, you know your lovely little cute book about your lovely story about the penguin? We love to make a film of it, but we want to make you a bit of a word that I can't say, a bit of a DH. That's right.
Yeah. I'm not sure we asked him, but I think he likes the results. Sometimes you just do it, and it's best as not ask permission and apologise afterwards.
Absolutely.
Because Tom's delighted with the film, but we did it before when I did this film with Jeff called Philomena, I played Martin Sixsmith, the BBC journalist, and Martin's quite a nice bloke, but we made him more grouchy. Basically, I always put half of me into the character. It's just easier.
Just grumpy them up.
Easier to do. Grumpy them up a bit. Yeah. And then it's just, then now to do it.
There you go. Filmed it in Spain, and you speak a lot of Spanish.
I speak quite a lot of Spanish. It's very impressive. Well, so when we did the film, I knew how to pronounce it, and what I was saying and what it meant.
Yes.
To say it fast is quite difficult. So when I'm on the phone, in fact, somebody tells us to see this, I'm talking quite eloquently in Spanish, but there's two giant idiot boards in front of me with the Spanish written down. So I can change.
Phonetically written out?
Yeah. Right. Well, no, it's actually written out in the Spanish. Okay. Not written out like sort of
well,
like...
Well, no, because...
I know sometimes they do that. Yeah. No, I understood what I was saying.
Right.
The thing is, when you make decisions like that, you think, oh, no, now I've got to go and learn it. I was talking to Jeff, I said, why don't you make him good at being able to do a bit of tango? Because then, if he's horrible, you know, women think he might be, you know, not very nice. If they see him being good at tango, they think, well, if you can dance a bit, then they'll think that people cut you a bit of slack if you can dance.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just
the truth. I get you.
And I believe some women do.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So then I thought, I'll go after these tango lessons. And you only see a bit of it in the film, but I had to have lots of. I was more worried about looking like a bad tangoer.
Nobody wants a bad tango.
No, you find a ways of. You sort of have your writer's hat on sometimes, and then you have your producer's hat on, and then you have your actor's hat on. And sometimes you have to divorce yourself from. I mean, we're writing Partridge. I sort of feel like, you know, we're just the three of us are just kicking ideas around, and I happen to be the one that then goes and puts a wig on.
The thing is, if it makes it better with your when your producer head's on, if it makes it better, it would be better if he spoke Spanish at some point. It would be a nice touch if he could tango. As you're right with those things,
and then you grow and think, oh no.
It's tango day.
Yeah, and it really had such anxiety about that. It's funny.
The dancing.
You barely see it, but you know, they are proper moves, and I could tell the teacher who was teaching me was being really patient, but I knew she thought I was just rubbish. She wasn't allowed to say that.
It's a lovely watch.
It's very good. I watched it last night. It's very good, Steve.
Jonathan Pryce is in it?
He is in it.
Sir Jonathan Pryce.
That's right. Why are you not a sir? Do you have any letters after your name?
They offered me something, but I said,
did they?
I said, no, thank you.
Did they really? What, can I ask why you said no?
Because I don't believe in all that nonsense.
Okay.
Nonsense.
Right.
What would you take a sir?
I'd like to be offered something. Look, if they do, I'll consider it.
Right. Mm.
But really, I just want the letters to put in my downstairs loo.
When the honours list comes out, do you ever look at the list and go, no way they don't deserve that?
Mm. Yeah, well, Rob Brydon got an MBE.
And does he deserve it?
And that was 5 years ago, but I'm still scratching my head about it.
And you know what he got it for? For all the cruise ship adverts he's done.
Yeah. Well, services to panel ships. Exactly. Yeah. He does very well. Look, I know he does well because he and Lee Mack, when they're doing Would I Lie to You, whenever I go and see my mother, all she says is, oh, they're very funny. They're very funny. I go, yeah, I know.
Hey, can I run through some of your other work with you before we let you go? Night at the Museum.
I'll tell you what happened once. Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, they offered me some money. I won't say much of it. And I said, that's not enough. I'm not doing it. Right. So Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller said, we'll give Steve some of our wages to make him do, because we want him to come along. And Owen Wilson told me later, he said, I thought that by offering to pay part of my wages, it would shame the studio into paying you what you'd asked for. And it didn't. The studio just went, yeah, fine, yeah, you pay him. And that's what they did. So I ended up taking money out of their pocket.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah. Finally, are we seeing Alan Partridge again?
You will be. Yeah. Very, very shortly. We've been dotting the T's and crossing the I's. Of see what I did there.
See, you did. You got it.
Yeah, that's right.
You did it deliberately.
Yeah. because that's all. Yeah, that's getting in shape. It's going to be appearing on the BBC quite shortly. I'm not quite sure when, but
oh, great. Yeah.
I love so much about Alan. Next time, if you come back to talk about that, we can really get deep into the Alan Partridge thing. Mm. But I like a win. Finally. Are you going to any of the Oasis gigs?
I should think so. Well, I was there the first time. That's how old I am. Mm. I was there when the whole crowd were jumping up and down. And I remember the one of the first gigs I went to. Liam said he was singing Wonderwall, and everyone got their lighters out. And I remember he said, "Put your lighters out. You're not at an Elton John concert." I'll be at one of them. Yeah. Got a bit with all the old grey hairs.
Yeah.
Pretend we're still young rockers. Yeah.
Lovely to see you. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve Coogan. Radio X.